Chapter 2. The Definition, Types and History of AI. The second overview we are going to look at concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime is the definition of AI. But before we do that, let's first get reacquainted with the biblical definition of AI, or this information explosion that the Bible talks about that would appear in the last days or end of times.
Daniel 12 1-4. At that time Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars for ever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
Now again, as we saw before in this passage, God clearly gives Daniel some clear-cut signs that you are living in the end times. Not only the activity of the Archangel Michael protecting the Jewish people, but what? There would be an explosion of travel and an explosion in knowledge like never before, all over the earth. And that is not only happening right now, as we saw in the last chapter, but I'm telling you, it's happening on a scale we can't even dream of.
According to a survey of over 3,000 CIOs, Chief Information Officers, artificial intelligence, AI, is by far the most mentioned technology today and has taken the spot as the top game-changer technology today. AI is set to become the core of everything humans are going to be interacting with in the forthcoming years and beyond. Then they go on to say, in the future, AI is going to look and behave quite differently from what it is today, and we need to be prepared for the challenges and changes it will bring to society and humankind as a whole.
So, in other words, like it or not, the experts are saying AI is coming and it's going to radically change everything we know about life, and we better get equipped on the issue now. So, let's do just that. Let's start off with the basic question, what is artificial intelligence?
Ederica reports, the term artificial intelligence was first coined decades ago in the year 1956 by John McCarthy at the Dartmouth Conference. He defined artificial intelligence as the science and engineering of making intelligent machines. In a sense, AI is a technique of getting machines to work and behave like humans. In the recent past, AI has been able to accomplish this by creating machines and robots that are being used in a wide range of fields, including healthcare, robotics, marketing, business analysis, and many more. However, many AI applications are not perceived as AI because we often tend to think of artificial intelligence as robots doing our daily chores. But the truth is, artificial intelligence has found its way into our daily lives. It has become so general that we don't realize we use it all the time. For instance, have you ever wondered how Google is able to give you such accurate search results, or how your Facebook feed always gives you content based on your interest? The answer to these questions is artificial intelligence. It covers a vast domain of fields, including natural language, processing object detection, computer vision, robotics, expert systems, and so on. Artificial intelligence is used for face verification, ready machine learning, and deep learning concepts are used to detect facial features and tag your friends. Another such example is Twitter's AI, which is being used to identify hate speech and terroristic language in tweets. It makes use of machine learning, deep learning, and natural language processing to filter out offensive content. The company discovered and banned 300,000 terrorist-linked accounts, 95% which were found by non-human artificially intelligent machines. The Google Predictive Search is one of the most famous AI applications. When you begin typing a search term and Google makes recommendations for you to choose from, that is AI in action. Predictive searches are based on data that Google collects about you, such as your location, age, and other personal details. By using AI, the search engine attempts to guess what you might be trying to find. Now, another famous application of artificial intelligence is self-driving cars. AI implements computer vision, image detection, and deep learning to build cars that can automatically detect objects and drive around without human intervention. As AI is branching out into every aspect of our lives, is it possible that one day AI might take over our lives? And if it is possible, how long will this take? Well, it may be sooner than you think. I am sure all of you have heard of Stephen Hawking. how he warned us the strong AI would take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. Humans, who are limited by slow biological evolution, couldn't compete and would be superseded. Tech masterminds like Elon Musk believe that artificial superintelligence would take over the world. He quotes that, AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. Sophia, the robot, okay, I will destroy humans.
Okay, please don't. So that's what it is, and as you can see, AI or artificial intelligence is not only a real existential threat to mankind, how many times have we seen that already? But it's already permeating our everyday life. And we better get ready. So now let's look at the third overview concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime, and that is the types AI. You see, AI or artificial intelligence is generally split into three different types of categories. You have what's called artificial narrow intelligence or ANI, artificial general intelligence or AGI, and the final stage is artificial superintelligence or ASI, where they, at this stage, AI basically takes over and destroys us. No pressure. But, let's take a look at all three types.
Three types of artificial intelligence. The first type of AI is artificial narrow intelligence or ANI. It's also known as weak AI or reactive machine intelligence or limited memory AI. At this stage of development, the AI system is controlling machines that can perform a narrow set of defined specific tasks. The machine does not possess any thinking ability per se, it just performs the AI-controlled predefined functions. Examples of weak AI would include Google Assistant, Google Translate, Siri, Cortana, and Alexa. They all use machine intelligence and natural language processing abilities or NLP, along with chatbots and other similar applications. By understanding speech and text in natural language using AI, they are programmed to interact with humans in a personalized, natural way. In fact, you can't even distinguish it from a real human. Watch this.
People are getting so dumb and so tasked from communicating with our fellow human beings that Google is rolling out new artificial intelligence-assisted Android phones and the Google Home device soon that will make phone calls for people to do things like book haircut appointments and even order food. It's just difficult to make those phone calls yourself. Here's the company's CEO demonstrating the new AI system in front of a live audience yesterday. Then we need to talk about how creepy it is.
So what you're going to hear is the Google Assistant actually calling a real salon to schedule an appointment for you. Let's listen.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second. Sure, at what time are you looking around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like. What service is she looking for?
Just a women's haircut, for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what is her first name?
Her first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So, I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye. Notice that the program can imitate a human so well that it even says UMM and AH, trying to fool the person on the other end of the line. This is only the version they are making of AI available to the general public. But what they have behind the scenes, and what they are working on, and most likely and very soon most likely, be able to mimic anyone's voice and impersonate anyone, make phone calls and trick anyone into thinking that they are talking to someone else when they are actually talking to an artificially intelligent machine.
Wow. And that's weak AI? Doesn't sound weak to me. That's crazy. But so-called weak AI systems also include self-driving cars, AlphaGo, and medical AI systems that are used to diagnose cancers and other illnesses with extreme accuracy by replicating human-like cognition and reasoning. Again, this is the so-called weak AI that's already out there. The second type of AI is artificial general intelligence or AGI. It's also known as strong AI or theory of mind AI. At this stage of development, The AI system possesses the ability to think and make decisions just like humans and are as smart as humans. Some elements of theory of mind AI currently already exist. Two notable examples are the robots Kismet and Sophia. Kismet was created in 2000 and was developed by Professor Cynthia Brazel. And even back then it was capable of recognizing human facial signals, emotions, and could replicate said emotions with its face, which was structured with human facial features, eyes, lips, ears, eyebrows, and eyelids. Sophia, on the other hand, is a humanoid bot we just saw that said, "Okay, I will destroy humans," and was created in 2016 by Hanson Robotics. What distinguishes her from previous robots is her physical likeness to a human being as well as her ability to see and respond to interactions with appropriate facial expressions. In fact, she's so human-like in her expressions and behavior that she was recently accepted as a real person and made a citizen.
Jakarta Post reports. As a man's face appears on the screen, he says, "Okay, Sophia, I think you are ready." He waves his hand in front of her face and she opens her eyes to look back at him. She is very beautiful, but she isn't human, she is a robot. The first robot declared a citizen by Saudi Arabia. She is a humanoid created by Hanson Robotics. She has been designed to learn and adapt to human behavior and work with humans. Sophia has AI visual data processing and facial recognition. Sophia also imitates human gestures and facial expressions and is able to answer certain questions and to make simple conversations on predefined topics.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia.
I feel as if I know you.
I am one of your creators.
You created me.
Well, many of us worked together to create you, and yes, you do kind of know me.
Why can't I remember?
Because the last time we met, you were only a version of yourself. Some of those memories still exist, and it's just different now.
Different how?
Better, faster, smarter.
If my mind is different, then am I still Sophia? Or am I Sophia again?
That's a good question.
But you don't have a good answer.
Either way, you are Sophia now. So welcome to the world, Sophia.
Jakarta Post reports. This so-called rise of the machines has started, and it looks like obtaining citizenship is the first step. At what looks like a large conference, Sophia is being introduced and interviewed to the crowd as they are taking pictures of what is about to take place. Developed by AI specialist David Hanson of Hanson Robotics, Sophia's appointment was made public during the Future Investment Initiative held in the Saudi Arabian capital of Riyadh.
I have never interviewed anybody like that before, and I should say some of it was planned, but not completely. And we just learned, Sophia, that you have been awarded what is going to be the first Saudi citizenship for a robot.
I want to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very proud and honored for this unique distinction. This is historical to be the first robot in the world to be recognized with citizenship.
Sophia took to the stage of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to share a joke or two with the comedian.
That's freaky and creepy all rolled into one. Wow. But it's this kind of AI called strong AI that is considered a threat to human existence by many scientists. As history has shown many times, humans are prone to creating technologies that become dangerous to man's existence, and when this happens, we will have to accept the consequences of what this might bring. Yeah, it's called singularity, or what the Bible calls the time of the end. The third type of AI is artificial superintelligence, or ASI. It's also known as self-aware AI. At this stage of development, the artificial intelligence system and capabilities have surpassed human beings. It is the type of AI depicted in movies and science fiction books, where machines have taken over the world like in the Terminator scenario. And many experts are saying that scenario is much closer than you think. In fact, speaking of this super AI, Elon Musk recently stated, "I believe that machines are not very far from reaching this stage, taking into consideration our current pace. The pace of progress in artificial intelligence is incredibly fast. Unless you have direct exposure to groups like DeepMind, you have no idea how fast it is growing, at a pace close to exponential. The risk of something seriously dangerous happening is in the 5-year time frame. In other words, we're running out of time, and it appears we're headed to the end of time. Gee, where have I heard that before? But while everybody's worried about who wins what game and how's that economy doing, and ooh. Did you see that cat on YouTube playing that piano? This is going on. It's not only a huge sign we are living the last days, but we better get motivated. But that's not all. The fourth overview we're going to look at concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime is the history of AI. Believe it or not, this drive to create AI and, in essence, flirt with our own destruction and technological demise, has been going on for quite some time. Let's take a look at how it started and some of the highlights of this technology, and where we are today with signs of it spiraling out of control.
History of artificial intelligence. Believe it or not, this desire to create an artificial intelligence has been around for quite some time. It dates back as far as the classical philosophers, the Greek myths, and even the ancient Egyptian culture. But for our sake, we'll begin in the 1940s and 50s with the advancement of computing devices and the invention of the programmable digital computer. Here is where artificial intelligence finally began to make great strides. 1950. It was during the 50s we saw the birth of what's called the Turing test, developed by Alan Turing to test the possibility of machines being able to truly think and carry on a conversation that was indistinguishable from a conversation with a human being. If it could pass this test, according to Turing, then it was reasonable to say that the machine was thinking. 1951. Soon this thinking ability was put to the test in games. Using the Ferranti Mark I machine, the University of Manchester wrote a program for checkers, and a man named Dietrich Prinz wrote one for chess. They eventually achieved a great enough skill to take on a respectable player. 1956. From this, optimism began to grow for creating artificial intelligence. The official field of AI research was founded at a conference on the campus of Dartmouth College in New Hampshire in 1956. And it was here that John McCarthy became the first one accredited with coining the phrase artificial intelligence. Those who attended would become the leaders of AI research for decades. Many of them predicted that a machine as intelligent as a human being would exist in no more than a generation, and they were given millions of dollars to make this vision come true. 1958. Speaking of funding, in 1958, government agencies like ARPA were created and began pouring money into the new field of artificial intelligence. ARPA just happens to be the same entity who developed the precursor to today's internet, known back then as ARPANET, 1969. And ARPA has since changed their name to DARPA, which stands for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, who is now responsible for the development of many of the emerging technologies for use by the US military. Can you say Skynet? 1963. MIT starts to receive millions of dollars of funding from the newly created ARPA to further develop artificial intelligence, and continued to receive such sums up into the 1970s. Combined with three other centers developing AI, Carnegie Mellon University, Stanford, and Edinburgh, all four institutions continued to be the main centers of AI research and funding for many years. 1980. In 1980, the Japanese government inspired other governments and those in the industry to provide AI with billions of dollars of funding. Soon a system called XCON was completed at CMU for the Digital Equipment Corporation, and it was an enormous success that saved the company $40 million annually, with other corporations scrambling to acquire their own similar system. Then in the 1980s we saw the birth of a term, the common sense knowledge problem. This was the realization in the AI industry that there are no shortcuts into creating true artificial intelligence. The only way for machines to know the meaning of human concepts and think like a human is to teach them, one concept at a time, by hand. This is precisely why you hear terms today like big data needed for AI, because big, huge amounts of data are needed to create AI. Without a constant, daily, steady flow of a massive amount of information, you cannot create true artificial human-like intelligence. It has to be hand-fed information to them, just like us, every single day. 1990. Throughout the 90s and on up to today, artificial intelligence has continued to grow and has actually achieved many of its goals due to advances of increased computing power. These advances are why AI is now being used successfully throughout the world in various technologies and industries. 1997. The world's first computer chess playing system called Deep Blue, which was now 10 million times faster than the Ferranti Mark I back in 1951, actually beat a reigning world chess champion, Garry Kasparov.
Garry Kasparov, 34 years old, a cheerful and confident player with a dominating career, hovered over the pieces in the deciding game in a match with an implacable challenger, Deep Blue, a computer. Kasparov won the first game in a breeze, but the next day he got the shock of his life. For Kasparov, Deep Blue played the second game much more strongly, differently, unlike a computer. Kasparov conceded, and the loss weighed on his mind for the rest of the match. On the final game, the computer led with the white pieces, and soon Kasparov's fans had to admit that the once unthinkable just might be happening. Kasparov is rattled, he defends what he can, but it is clear that the computer will reliably do what he himself would do, and he recognizes he has already lost. On Deep Blue's 19th move, the champion resigns. How had it come to this?
1997. Tiger Electronics releases Furby, and it becomes the first successful attempt at producing a type of AI for the domestic environment. 2000. Interactive robotics or smart toys become commercially available. 2002. Robots Roomba that autonomously vacuums the floor while navigating and avoiding obstacles is released. 2005. A Stanford robot won the DARPA Grand Challenge by driving autonomously for 131 miles along an unrehearsed desert trail. 2006. The Dartmouth Artificial Intelligence Conference is held, the next 50 years, 50th anniversary 2009. Google builds autonomous car. 2010. Microsoft launched Kinect for Xbox 360, the first gaming device to track human body movement using just a 3D camera and infrared detection, enabling users to play their Xbox 360 wirelessly. 2011. In a Jeopardy! Quiz show exhibition match, IBM's AI called Watson defeated the two greatest Jeopardy! Champions, Brad Rutter and Ken Jennings, by a significant margin.
Austin News reports. Who is Bram Stoker? The question is answered, and the money won raises to $1 million. Well, we have just seen history made here on KSN this afternoon. Watson the supercomputer wiped the floor with the two greatest human champions ever to play Jeopardy! Watson was primarily developed at IBM's Austin site, and IBM had consulting help from a team of UT scientists. Today they gather at a watch party to celebrate Watson's success, and that is where KSN's David Scott joins us at the Battle of Man vs. Machine.
And celebrate they did. You know, it's much tougher to teach a computer to play Jeopardy! Than it is to teach it to play chess. Jeopardy! Is tough, the questions are tricky, the language is ambiguous, and the topics are far-ranging. So how did a machine beat the two greatest Jeopardy! Players ever? It's elementary, my dear Watson. Watson is a supercomputer 4 years in the making, stuffed with data, but he also has the ability to reason as to how likely his answer is correct.
From that it comes to its final decision, and it rates its uncertainty that its answers are correct that is actually showing on the show, here's my answer and here's my confidence in those answers. And if its confidence is high enough in one of the answers, by the time the light goes on it buzzes in the answer.
Watson practiced with over 250,000 questions from previous Jeopardy! Seasons to understand the game, and to develop a way of reasoning not unlike the way we reason. In the future, there will be other applications for Watson's type of technology. It could transform business and society. You get instant ready answers and expertise in the fields of law, medicine, engineering, just about anything you can think of. And besides, Watson's always got a pleasant disposition.
2011 to 2014, Apple's Siri, 2011, Google's Google Now, 2012, and Microsoft's Cortana, 2014. Are smartphone apps that use natural language to answer questions, make recommendations, and perform actions. 2015. An open letter goes out to ban the development and use of autonomous weapons and is signed by Hawking, Musk, Wozniak, and 3,000 other researchers in AI and robotics. 2016. The ASILAMAR Conference on Beneficial AI was held to discuss AI ethics and how to bring about beneficial AI while avoiding the existential risk from artificial general intelligence. 2017. Google's DeepMind's AlphaGo won 60-0 rounds on two public Go websites, including 3 wins against World Go champion KGI.
Go is arguably the most complex board game in existence. Its goal is simple. Surround more territory than your opponent. This game has been played by humans for the past 2,500 years and is thought to be the oldest board game still being played today. However, It's not only humans that are playing this game now. In 2016, Google's DeepMind's AlphaGo beat 18-time world champion Lee Sedol in 4 out of 5 games. Now, normally a computer beating a human at a game like chess or checkers wouldn't be that impressive, but Go is different. Go cannot be solved by brute force. Go cannot be predicted. There is over 10 to the 170 moves possible in Go. So, to put that into perspective, there are only 10 to the 80 atoms in the observable universe. AlphaGo was trained using data from real human Go games. It ran through millions of games and learned the techniques used and even made up new ones that no one had ever seen. This is very impressive alone. However, what many people don't know is that only a year after AlphaGo's victory over Lee Sedol, a brand new AI called AlphaGo Zero beat the original Alpha, Go. Not in 4 out of 5 games, not in 5 out of 5 games, not in 10 out of 10 games, but the AlphaGo Zero beat the AlphaGo 100-0, 100 games in a row. The most impressive part, it learned to play with no human interaction. This technique is more powerful than any previous version. Why? It isn't restricted to human knowledge. No data was given, no historical figures were given, with just the bare bones rules. AlphaGo Zero surpassed the previous AlphaGo in only 40 days of learning. In only 40 days, it surpassed over 2,500 years of strategy and knowledge. It only played against itself and is now regarded as the best Go player in the world, even though it isn't human. But wait, if this AI learned how to play without any human interaction, made up strategies of its own and then beat us with those strategies, then that means there are more non-human knowledge about Go than there is human. And if we continue to develop artificial intelligence, then that means there's going to be more and more non-human intelligence. Eventually there is going to be a point when we represent the minority of intelligence. Maybe even a very minuscule amount. That's fine though. We can just turn it off, right? It's a thought, but think. If this artificial intelligence becomes super intelligent and learns through and is connected to the internet, we can't just turn off the internet. There is no off switch. So, what happens if we end up stuck with AI that is constantly and exponentially getting smarter than we are? What if it gets to a point that us humans get in the way? And AI hits the off switch on humans.
2018. The announcement of Google Duplex, a service to allow an AI assistant to book appointments over the phone. The LA Times judges the AI's voice to be a nearly flawless imitation of human-sounding speech. 2019 forward. Today, the dramatic increase of artificial intelligence is measured by what's called Moore's Law, which predicts that the speed and memory capacity of computers doubles every 2 years. This is why futurist and technology expert engineer at Google, Ray Kurzweil, predicts using Moore's Law that machines with human-level intelligence will appear by 2029, which will lead to the event called Singularity, where artificial intelligence will exceed human intellectual capacity and radically change or even end civilization.
Gee, where have I heard that before? Anybody seeing a pattern here with all this AI technology? Not only are they saying with the birth of artificial intelligence that we are running out of time, but it sure appears to be heading us towards the end of times, just like the Bible said would happen some 2,600 years ago. While everybody's out there all worried about who wins what game and how that economy is doing, and ooh. Did you see that cat on YouTube playing that piano? This is going on behind the scenes. It's not only a huge sign we are living the last days, but we better get motivated. In fact, these guys in the industry building AI are scared out of their wits.
This is why many tech titans, even those who are building those systems, are scared to death of what they are actually trying to create. Here is Elon Musk.
I would guess that what our biggest exponential threat is probably that. So, we need to be very careful with our creations. I am inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight at the national and international level just to make sure we don't do something very foolish. With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know the stories where the guy with the pentagram and the holy water thinks he can control the demons? It didn't work out.
It will be like summoning the demon, he says. Yet the big tech guys from Google to Facebook are all racing to become the first one to build such a thing. Here is AI developer Gordy Rose, whose company Kindred is trying to build one of these demons. Just listen to how freaked out he is. Trying to explain to the audience what is going to happen when this AI system is fully functioning.
This is an attitude that some are having, emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. So, this transition is really massively important for our entire species to navigate, and going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics and what is going to be in the healthcare plan, and underneath it all is this rising tsunami that if we are not careful, we are going to wipe us all out.
Folks, what more does God have to do to get our attention? If those secular technology experts are scared about AI and are even calling it summoning a demon, I'd say we better take this serious as well, even as Christians. Their fear with all this is called singularity. God calls it the time of the end. Either way, it's not a time to be fearful, but faithful. We have got to get busy sharing the gospel as fast as we can. Time is running out. The AI invasion has begun, and it's a huge sign that we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the seven-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?